Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, or whatever you're sipping on these days, and let's chat. Today we're talking about friends. Like Houdini said, how many of us have them? Ones we can depend on. Really, if you listen to that song, you'd have a great baseline to determine if the people in your circle are truly your friends. I'm old school. So, of course, I feel like back in the day, all types of things were more organic, and they seem to have been set up to create an opportunity for togetherness. Friendships back then were made in grade school and usually lasted throughout our entire lives because they were built on meaningful interactions. We sat together at lunch and talked about things we did, things we liked, things we wanted to do, who we wanted to be, and places we wanted to go. Today, they call that goal setting. Back then, it was just hanging out. We played together outside. We built clubhouses, we played kickball, we rode bikes. And this is how we learned how to work hard and create something real. We learned to be a good sport. When we won a game against our friends, we learned not to gloat because there was no guarantee that we would win the next time. We learned to be team players because maybe your friend didn't have a bike and you all wanted to go bike riding. So as a team player, you allowed your friend to ride on your handlebars. We conquered fear of rejection. Now, if you have ever been picked last for a kickball game, then you know what I'm talking about. Even if you were picked last, you learned to play your hardest so that you wouldn't be picked last the next time. We talked on the phone all night, talked about who we liked, what we wanted to wear, things we wanted to do. This would be considered goal setting. And we also learned vulnerability. Showing others our true feelings, our hopes, and our dreams. And then once we graduated high school, we kept in touch over holiday breaks and special milestones like graduations or marriages and baby showers. If not, then college friends replaced our grade school friends. And then co-workers replaced the college friends whenever appropriate. But something strange happened with the introduction of technology. Lunchroom conversations are saturated with, well, did you see what that post was the other day? And so instead of talking about what we wanted, we started talking about what others have, or what others did, or what others wanted, or what they saw, which caused a great deal of inactivity in our own lives, inactivity in our dreams for ourselves and our future, inactivity in creating meaningful connections with our friends, end quotes, friends. I touched on this last time with boundaries, and just like communication, friendships are built with that same onion model. They're layers to creating a friendship. Most successful friendships form with shared experiences, common ethos and cultural norms, common likes and dislikes. Friendships are similar to boundaries in that public space in a friendship would be someone that you met. You may have shared a conversation or two. Maybe they were introduced to you by a friend or a coworker. Now notice I said friend or a coworker. This gets a little tricky. Sometimes people call their coworkers friends. But just because you've gone to a couple of happy hours together and you've shared lunch, that does not mean that you guys are friends. A friendship is something that's intentional. It's two people that decide they want to get to know each other. Now, can a coworker or an acquaintance or someone you just met become a friend? Of course. That's the way it all works. You have to be introduced. But like I said, there's layers and there's levels. So when you first meet someone or you have a coworker or you have an acquaintance, notice these are all different titles. Friend, coworker, acquaintance, somebody I met. And that's the way they should be treated. Because of the way our interaction is limited these days, our friendships most likely will build from acquaintances or coworkers. But until you have shared fundamental conversations about where you were born, what high school you went to, were you popular, when is your birthday, do you have brothers and sisters, where are you in the lineup, how did you like school, what did you want to be when you grew up, how did that work out for you? Now feel free to use these, because these are some really non-intrusive questions that can start you to shape in a basic understanding of whether you and this person have commonalities to become friends. But once you've asked the question, be sure that you're listening to the answer and that you remember them, because no one wants to feel like they're talking to the wind. 9 times out of 10, if they elaborate, say for instance, you ask them if you have any brothers or sisters, and they tell you the names of their siblings and how they feel about them, chances are they're interested in you getting to know them. Or they could just like talking about themselves. Here is another pitfall. There are a lot of bad friendships built on one person's interest in building a friendship and another person's wanting to talk about themselves. To avoid this pitfall, make sure that the other person is asking questions about you and your life as well. If you both are having a genuine conversation, it's easy to see if you guys can become friends. Sounds a lot like a relationship, huh? Yep, the best ones have the same elements, but we're not talking about relationships, my loves. We are talking about friendships, because your friend circle impacts your life in so many different ways. Friends are on the outside looking in, but they understand who you are and what's important to you. So when you're talking to them about things in your life, they can give you a different perspective. They can offer you different viewpoints to see things, to make some very important decisions in your life, which means you definitely want to be around people who know more than you. If you are the smartest person in your circle, then you need to open your circle up, because if not, you'll be drained, pouring yourself out into your friends that need your advice, but then there's no one to pour back into you when you need their advice. This is the point where I could go on and on about the fix them syndrome. Yep, just made that word up, but it means when you meet someone and you take them on as a personal project because you see the potential in them. Never. And I rarely use the word never invest more in a person than they are willing to invest in themselves. I know what you're thinking. If this is my friend, I should be able to invest in them. And you're right. But be a resource, not the only resource. If they have a business that they're trying to start and they need a loan from you, make sure that they're matching your investment with their sweat, with their determination, with their dedication about their business. Never invest more in a person than they are willing to invest in themselves. I could go on and on talking about this, I'm telling you, and we'll probably talk more about this, because I want to stress the importance of you taking care of yourself. Like Ayanna Van Zant said, you can't pour from an empty cup. I've said a lot here today, so I'm just going to give you a few takeaways. Number one, listen to Houdini's friends. No, really, it is a good listen. Two, take your time calling people friends. It's a huge privilege and responsibility that should be based on a solid connection and a communication bond. Keep people in the right space. Remember your boundaries. One, a person I met. Two, an acquaintance / coworker. Three, friend. These are stages. These are steps. Don't be the smartest person in your circle. If you have to get a mentor, if you have to reach out to someone randomly on social media that is in your field, but they're further along, you have to have someone in your circle that's smarter than you to keep you refreshed and revived. Number five, never invest more in a person than they invest in themselves. Number six, and finally, fill up your cup before you pour yourself out. Well, I'm gonna see you next week on Friday when we talk about the overflow. Thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Inertia Justice everywhere. Also, check out my book on the website, www.inertiajustice.com. I have The Life of Shami Volume 1 and Volume 2. If you love the show, go ahead and leave me some comments and bring along a friend next time. You know I love you more.